Hey, and welcome to episode 134 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way, and on this podcast we love hanging out with you guys and talking through the hottest K-news and your unpopular opinions and everything in between.
And dilemmas. Yeah.
That so, too.
Yeah. I was like, wait, this sounds good. But yeah, if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so it's time for our very first segment, Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you guys a rundown of the hottest K-news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Mamamoo's Hwasa signs with P Nation in an epic way. So on the 30th of June, Hwasa made a surprise appearance at Psy's Summer Swag 2023 concert in Seoul. At one point during the show, Psy told the audience, "I run a small agency called P Nation. The company says we have an important contract to sign." Then a table was pulled out on stage and he playfully asked the crowd, "Oh, thank you for your understanding," explaining that he needed to pause the show to sign a very important contract. As it turned out, the contract in question was with Hwasa, who recently has been in talks with signing with P Nation after leaving her longtime agency RBW. After the singer made a dramatic entrance to her song Maria, the crowd roared and cheered, "Oh my god, yeah!" And she signed the contract right on the spot in front of everyone, and then she jumped into performance. She performed Maria as well, and then she did say afterwards that wasn't staged. They spoke about the contract and she signed her official contract on stage, which I thought was hilarious. So Hwasa is a P Nation babe now.
Oh, that makes sense. I feel like she'll work there. Yeah,
and of course she'll still be doing things with Mamamoo, so that doesn't mean she's left Mamamoo. I think it's just her, and I think Wien is signed to a different company. But yeah, they'll still do things together. So for all the Mamamoo fans, stans, don't worry. They'll be back. They'll be back. Okay, this next one is a long one. So I hope you guys have snacks. It's about the whole 50-50 drama. There's more. And I'm even more confused. But let's all be confused together. Alright, so 50-50's company, the one that I can't pronounce, Atarak. I'm going to call them Attack, even though that's not their... It could be, but no. It's like Atarak. But anyway, 50-50's company announced that they have filed criminal charges with the police against former CEO An Sung-il, as well as three others. The company filed charges against the CEO. The company have filed charges against An Sung-il, the CEO of the creative development group The Givers, as well as three others. They filed charges which include fraud, breach of duty, and obstruction of business. The Givers had been working on and managing the agency's project after signing with the agency. The company accused An Sung-il of committing acts of fraud and obstruction of business, including delaying the handover of work, deleting company accounts, deleting company email account, and deleting material related to past projects. Made a statement on the song Cupid and the acquirement. They said, "Furthermore, in process of purchasing the song Cupid from a foreign songwriter, the Givers did not provide the company with information about the copyright purchase, and they secretly purchased the copyright in their or their company's name without our knowledge." The statement concludes saying they have suspicions that involve suspects that might have committed more illegal acts, and they will make an additional complaint. So there's that going on. And then like a couple of days later, all four members of 50-50 have filed a lawsuit against the agency to suspend their contracts. So 50-50 claimed that the company have violated their part of the exclusive contract, which includes the company blatantly exposing Aran's private life without the group's permission, lack of transparency in financial documents, and trying to make the group promote despite health issues. And then after that, the company The Givers, that was accused of stealing copyrights to Cupid and amongst other things, have announced that they'll be taking legal action against the company, and they deny all allegations. 50/50's company revealed a phone call with Warner Korea as proof that the company was attempting to poach the group, which there is a whole audio thing on YouTube if you guys want to listen to it. So I don't know what's going on in this building. Companies suing former CEO and their company for copyright and deleting stuff. And then you have 50/50's members suing their company because of child. I think we all need to lie down.
That is a lot.
Yes.
And it's so early on in their journey. Like, obviously, we're happy whatever's being rectified and dealt with. That's great, but that's a lot to be happening. And yeah, I think it's a bit sad because they had such a wonderful start. Not saying this would is going to jeopardize any of their music. It doesn't. Yeah, but
yeah, just worried. But so obviously they have 50/50 also have their single coming out for the Barbie movie soon as well, I think. Yeah, so a lot going on. I hope it's all resolved and the right parties win. And we're probably only getting a portion of this. Mm-hmm. And my head, like, is already spinning. There's that. Good luck to everybody. Good luck to them. All my Squid Game fans, people. You may have heard that T.O.P. is taking a break from the moon and he will be part of the series.
That makes so much sense.
Please elaborate.
No, just like him being in Squid Games makes so much sense. Sorry, my intrusive thoughts won, but yeah, that him being in Squid Games, I don't know, I just feel like that fits him so well.
Yeah, and also I think Joe Yuri from iZone, she's gonna be in it as well. I heard a lot of like, I don't know why, a lot of back and forth about T.O.P. being in Squid Game, like a lot of, especially like K-netizens saying he shouldn't be in it, why is he casted? I'm like, this man has acted before. Do you know what I think? I think there's a lot of people that are still not over his whole scandal. It really wows me because, okay, I guess it's just like a cultural difference thing, but there are so many celebrity men that have caused harm to people. I'm not even going to go into detail. And you're like, oh no, he was young, even though he was like 35. Oh no, he was young. He's changed. But there is no grace given to T.O.P. But I'm excited to see what he's going to bring, what the story's going to be. I'm very nervous. I don't know why I'm nervous, like it's my show, but I'm so nervous. And last but not least, Treasure signs a partnership with American label Columbia Records. They will be in charge of distributing Treasure's English singles as well as promoting the group in the US. So hopefully we'll be getting some more things from Treasure. And yeah, that's it. That's Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want us to comment on, or if you want to comment on a story, make sure you hit us up on socials at Hallyu Achu. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, questions. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatchoo. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is second and even some third gen groups made people outside of South Korea consume K-pop, but BTS made K-pop mainstream.
Is this even an opinion or unpopular at this point? I feel like it's a statement, which is true.
I think a lot of people acknowledge this.
Yeah, I don't feel like this is unpopular or really an opinion, it's fact.
I think there are perhaps some groups that helped push K-pop into mainstream spaces prior to BTS, but BTS were like the main pioneers, I would say, especially with like the boom of social media at that time. We've had this conversation quite a few times.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone, even like fans that are fans of like second or third gen, they don't disregard that. You can't really argue that either, to be honest. It's just very evident.
Thank you. Yes.
Like, I don't know. Like, okay, sure.
Moving on, our next unpopular opinion for today is, I don't hate when people fall, sorry, I think it's meant to be, I do hate when people fall in love with idols and act like they are dating them. Once again, I think we've spoken about this a few times, it isn't healthy. I think it's very extreme. I think I've witnessed firsthand, they might laugh it off, but they are in their head, they're in a relationship with said person. And that's mm-hmm. quite scary. So, yeah, I don't think that's healthy.
Retweet.
I'm so done. Okay, and on to our last unpopular opinion for today, which hopefully Shanice will comment on.
I'm sorry. This might sound really mean, but, like, these are not given. Like, like, what do you want me to say? Okay. I know you guys can't see me, but I'm just shrugging my shoulders. Like, okay, like...
Fair enough. And then on to our last unpopular opinion. This one's a little bit longer. So this person said they don't like the idea of subunits. Then they went into, do not get me wrong, subunits are pretty cool at times. You get to see how different members in a group work together, as well as how the idols work with other idols in their company. It is just really cool, like a quote-unquote collab, other than the fact that they are in official subunits. However, it gets extremely confusing. For example, in SM, every group has members of main groups in subunits. Okay, maybe some of them, like Girls on Top, is not exactly called a subunit, but rather a unit slash project. The most obvious kind of subunits are EXO and NCT, especially NCT. EXO has EXO-K and EXO-M, while NCT has like NCT-127, NCT-U, NCT Dream, and Wavy. Sometimes I wonder if there are actually more subunits, and it's really hard to keep up with. Another thing just about subunits is that the names are just really confusing. Maybe it's just me. They are pretty similar in general, and I cannot keep up. Having a subunit means that I am not able to see two artists from the same main group who are in a different subunit work together. Like, yeah, it is tough. The quote-unquote collaborations are just fixed. I don't hate subunits. I think I understand what this person's saying, because sometimes I think some people become very overwhelmed with the subunits, especially when it comes to groups like NCT, because it can be overwhelming, or when certain subunits aren't as active and other things like that. But I don't know, I feel like I've always found subunits interesting if done well, and if they're looked after and everyone gets equal coverage and it doesn't jeopardize anything else. I kind of like the concept.
I wouldn't call, I guess they are subunits, but I personally wouldn't call all the NCT subunits. The only ones that I would actually call a subunit was when like Jaehyun, Doyoung, and who was it? There was someone else that did Perfume, I can't remember. When those three was that's a subunit, if you get what I mean. I would call that a subunit. I wouldn't call like NCT Dream or NCT U a subunit, even though they are. I don't know, as you said, it's confusing. I feel like if the subunit doesn't bring anything new, or they're in a sense of sound or whatever, collectively, or something that you wouldn't really hear from them as a group, then maybe it's a bit like, you could have just had a song featuring each other. Like, it doesn't need to be like a whole separate entity, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if you're going to make a whole new, it's essentially a project group or a smaller group, then you should bring something different, if that makes sense. If you're going to make a whole mini album, then bring something different. Don't be doing like the same things that you might be doing in your main group to the smaller group, unless you're going to expand on it. Otherwise, to me, it doesn't make much sense. I mean, SM used to do it back in the day. They kind of do it with Girls on Top and Superam, but it would be nice to have subunits with members from different groups and how that dynamic is. Or not even, it doesn't even have to be a subunit. It could just be like a collaboration or whatever. Yeah, I'm still confused about what you're asking. But yeah.
I think I get the main point of it can be confusing, especially when there's when it feels like there's so many quote unquote subunits from one singular entity, this being NCT in this example. I definitely feel like I can't even fathom or picture how new people get into NCT, because I would not wish on my worst enemy. There's a lot to understand and be aware of. But I don't know, maybe because I was there when it started, it was just like, oh, new iPhone upgrade. Not an upgrade, but it was just like, oh, this is interesting and cool. Can it sometimes go overboard? Yes. Sometimes could it just be X, Y, and Z members of a group get together for one project and it doesn't need to be this whole other entity? Sure. But yeah, I can get that it's confusing. Sometimes can people just collab without the whole shebang of it being a whole other group? Sure. Yeah, because I guess it would maybe fall into different categories, because there's like the project subunit that obviously done Perfume together, and then there are groups like NCT Dream, which is technically its own entity but a derivative of the entire entity.
I wouldn't like call them a subunit. I don't know, it's weird. How do you define a subunit? I guess technically they are, right?
Yeah, I think they both fall into the category of subunit, but we maybe see like, I don't even, what is their name? The guys that done Perfume, not their member names. Do they have like
a subunit name? I can't remember who was it, Do-Young, Jaehyun, and who was the third person?
I think Jungwoo.
Yeah, Jungwoo. I just couldn't remember. I think it was it just their names like merged together, but I can't remember what it was.
It's like Do-Jae-Jung.
Something like that, I don't
know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I can understand. I don't hate it, but it can be confusing. I get that, so. And then there are obviously issues that we're aware of with groups and older cases like EXO, like the whole XOM and XOK and differences in treatment and all those things. So sometimes it can just end up being very problematic.
But even that, I wouldn't see that as a subunit either. They were one unit. They were singing the same songs, just in different languages. So I wouldn't really call it a subunit, even though, you know, you could argue that it is. So it's confusing. I don't know. I feel like you just don't be so caught up on the subunit title. If you want to listen to it, listen to it. If you don't. It's not like a series or you have to follow or you have to listen to everything, if that makes sense, for everything else to make sense. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a Marvel film. And then like the end film is like when they all come back together, but you need to listen to all 50 subunits to understand their main single when they come back out in September. If you want to listen to it, if it catches your ear or your eye, then go for it. I don't feel like you need to be up to date or you need to know everything. I really feel like it's a K-pop thing, because I feel like those people that just listen to Western music don't feel this way. You don't feel this pressure to know every single that comes up by a certain artist. Some people may really love an artist, but they may not follow all the little side projects they do, in a sense of when they're featuring on this artist, unless that song has caught their ear. Like, they may not even know about it until someone else posts about, oh, they were on this person's album, and I'll go listen to it. I don't know if it's just a K-pop thing where you feel like you need to know every and everything.
Yeah, I think that's also a fair opinion. Yeah, thank you very much for your unpopular opinion. Listen to what you want to. Don't stress yourself. We can understand that it can be stressful and a lot going on. So, and then we have a dilemma for today. So, Shanice, if you'd like to read that for us.
Okay. My friend has maybe not liked the idea of interracial dating. Who's he? Who are you talking about? Hi, hello. Nice to hear from you too, I guess. I'm just reading what this person wrote. He, Asian, 23, male, is currently dating a black girl, and I... Okay, but who are these people to you? Is this your friend?
So
is the Asian guy
I think your friend? The Asian guy must be his friend, or the person's friend, whoever's writing.
Okay, he, Asian, 23, male, is currently dating a black girl, and I'm guessing this means meant to be initially, and I initially thought their relationship was really cute and sweet, but I quickly came to realize that he was only dating her because his content performs really well when he posts her, and he uses hashtags like BWAM, K-pop, and black girlfriend. Should I say something to her? So, who's your friend? The guy or the girl?
Someone is someone's friend. And
because I feel like it makes a big difference who the friend is. Because even though your heart might be in the right place, and just say you are the Asian guy's friend, she may not want to listen to all of that. Or she may just think, oh, if you're jealous or something, I don't know. Because that's not your friend. She doesn't know where you're coming from. I mean, she could take it the right way, but I'm just saying, why don't you talk to your friend? If the Asian guy's your friend, you talk to him.
Yes. Yeah. I think if the guy's your friend, speak to him. Because if you were his friend, but then just approach her, that might be taken or perceived wrong.
Yeah, it depends how close you are. Because if it's like you guys are all friends, then I guess you can. But is she aware of this? Because some people don't care, you know? I would care, but like some people just like cut out. So she might not care. She might know and don't feel it any type of way about it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a sticky situation. I think whichever one is your friend, and if you feel like it's maybe getting a bit carried away or a bit bad, or if you sense that someone's feelings might be hurt, because if they're just being exploited for content, one, it could be the flip side, they're okay with that, or it might be good to give them a heads up or to explain to your friend why that is maybe bad if your friend is the guy.
Yeah, I feel like that's all you can do, but I think all you could do is say it once and leave it at that, because at the end of the day, you can't be taking paracetamol for other people's headache. And if you're friends with the girl and you said it and she's fine with it, then you just have to let her go through that herself. And you just have to be there for her as much as you can as a friend if it goes left. And, you know, you could talk to your friend. If your friend's the Asian guy, you could talk to him. But I feel like he ain't going to care anyway because he's doing what he wants. So, really and truly, what I'm saying is don't get too, what's the word? Not to care, but like don't get too involved in what they're doing. You just, as I said, don't make yourself get upset, or because I get you know, if you see something or your friend's going through something, you want to help them out. You want to be like, look, this guy is trash, or this guy's using you, whatever. But sometimes it doesn't matter how many times you could say it in 3 different languages, they are going to hear what they want to hear. And it's like, oh, you're a hater, you don't understand a relationship. Okay, cool. You said your piece, you don't want to lose a friend. You take a step back, and you just have to let people live their life, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, but you know what I mean, like, just...
Yeah, there's only sort of so much you can do. But
yeah.
I think also from a personal standpoint, just looking at the beginning of this dilemma, I don't know if you've just said this in passing, but I don't think you should let... I'm not promoting interracial relationships, but I'm also saying I don't think you should let someone's weird situation...
Yeah,
like
not everything's like that. This is them. This is them. There are a lot of interracial relationships that are not like this at all. So don't let one interesting relationship kind of tarnish what you think of interracial relationships. If that's not for you, again, that's not for you. No one's forcing you to date who you don't want to date, but at the same time, it's like that's them.
Well, good luck. That helped. Yes, so that's that. Thank you for all of those unpopular opinions. We love hearing from you guys. Please go into more depth. We'd love to understand your thought processes behind things and how you feel. So please go into as much depth as possible. We also are aware that we have listeners internationally and that English isn't your first language sometimes. So just share as much as you feel comfortable to, because that's also fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you would like to submit any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, or stories, you can submit those anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/HallyuAtYou, or you can send them to us by email, which is HallyuT@gmail.com. I got it right this week. I got it wrong last week. And now it's time for On the Radar, for me and Shanice to let you know if there's anything that we've been watching, listening to, or anything that we'd like to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I have a rant. I feel like this whole episode I've been Okay, so yesterday for us, so the 2nd of July, there was the whole Hyde Park Festival thing. I can't remember what the name is, but what I'm getting at is Blackpink performed yesterday, the 2nd of July. Okay, cool. I'm not against Blackpink or what they did. Apparently they killed it. Congratulations to them. it's the, some of the TikToks that I saw where it's got me itching my brows. I don't know if a lot of people have been to festivals, so I'm just going to put it off as that. Okay. There was a few TikToks that I saw of people being upset and complaining because they've been queuing up since 5 a.m. and basically they didn't get the spot that they wanted when, you know, Blackpink are performing. Now, I can't sit here and say I know 100% how that festival ran, but how most festivals run is, you know, there's like a main stage. Let's like ignore all the little sub stages and everything else, but let's just focus on the main stage. And you'll have various artists at different times, they'll come out and perform. So it's not just going to be fans of one particular artist in that crowd. It's going to be a plethora of people, or people that just want to have a good summertime. They don't really care who's performing, but they just love festivals, they love music, they're going to go. So it doesn't matter if you got there at 5 a.m. or 5 p.m. You're not guaranteed a slot. There's no numbering system. You can't demand people to move out the way because you want to see, you want to stand here and you were queuing up this long. It doesn't work like that. There's other people there to see other people. Obviously, Blackpink were the headliner, so they're going to perform last. It was just the entitlement for me. I'm just like... And I just think in general, I don't know if it's like a post-pandemic thing, but concert etiquette, guys, yes. Disgusting. Like me personally, I and touch wood, I haven't experienced that. I feel like the concerts I've been to after, everyone's been nice and polite and whatever the case may be. But I think there was one TikTok that I saw that one woman was saying there was a few like old women that were arguing with her because they brought their kids into standing, and I think this is an organizer's issue. I don't know how you would organize that, but like I don't even want to be in general standing because I'm a little person. I'm small. So imagine someone smaller than me and they're a child in the crowd and people were like pushing and shoving and that's throwing terrible. Drinks. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. I don't know how young these kids were, but the way that it was described, they were definitely under 10. So I'm not talking, when I say kids, I'm not talking about teenagers. I feel that's a whole different thing. I feel like that's down to your judgment for teens. I feel like teens are different, but I'm talking about actual children. No, they should not be in stand. But anyway, that's my rant. But in conclusion, well done Blackpink. Well done The Rose, because The Rose were performing as well and they did their thing. So yeah, that's my rant over.
Oh, that was very... funny enough, I don't think I've seen any content from it. Maybe my feed.
There hasn't really been a lot, to be fair. I'm quite surprised. I've seen a few pieces here and there, but I haven't been like... It hasn't been like a lot. That's just like popped up for me, which is quite interesting actually, because I thought there'd be more. But yeah,
hopefully everyone else had a good time. And I think just to touch on what you said briefly, I definitely feel like there needs to be a comeback of concert etiquette. I don't know if this is like a thing at concerts and festivals. I know it maybe would be annoying to audience members, but I feel like there should be a concert equivalent of, like, you know, the safety rule video that plays on an airplane before the thing starts. Mm. I'm like, oh, this isn't okay. And be aware of this. And if you do this, like, you'll be sent out. You're usually just told, okay, emergency exits are here, here, and here. Enjoy the show. Good luck. So I know it might be overkill, but perhaps. And I don't think entitlement to certain things is right. I think it's up to an individual. If you paid for something, got there early, end up being at the front, you have just as much a right to enjoy the show as anyone else, guy, hat, fan or not.
You've all played the same. And I think, as I said, it's not a concert in a sense of, okay, it's a concert, but what I'm saying, it's a festival. So the same rules don't really apply, if that makes sense. I don't think there's people intention. Of course, there's going to be a few people that are just annoying and being dickheads about it, but I don't think it's everyone else's intention to spite you. They're just lucky to be where they are. I don't know if it was a case of these people lined up a certain place where they thought they might line up and actually the line was moved and that's why those people got in front of them. But at the same time, again, that's not anyone's fault. You just made an assumption that the land was there. So,
and I can briefly, just as we wrap this one up, I can understand that. I think sometimes for festivals, at least, the people that might get to be at the front are not fans of the act, so they won't really cheer or noticing along. But I still feel like, as bad as that is, I don't necessarily feel like anyone has the right to tell them to move. I feel like that's still a them thinking, oh, okay, maybe there are more people that be able to enjoy this from the front. Let me switch with someone. I still feel like that's up to them, unfortunately. So
yeah. And I do think there are, I feel like with other, I don't know, again, I wasn't at this festival, but with certain festivals, half the time, people do move. Like they've, especially after they've seen who they wanted to see, they'd be like, okay, I've seen so-and-so, I'm going to go toilet, or I'm going to go dance at the back or whatever. There is that. Do you know one thing? Sorry, since we're on this, I don't know what it is, but there's been this trend of recent years where certain young boys, they feel like they need to mosh pit to everything.
Oh my.
And it's really annoying.
Oh my.
Like, it could be a ballad and they're like, let's open it up, let's mosh pit. Like, listen, I don't want to do that. Why do you guys have to do it right in the middle of general standing? It's not fair. I remember, it's probably like the last Wireless I went to, which was like a couple years ago. I can't remember what year it was. I wasn't even near the front, but I was like in the middle of general standing or whatever. What song was it? I think it was like, I don't know, it was some hip hop song. It wasn't a song to mosh pit to. Anyway, it's Wireless. It's not a mosh pitting festival. But anyway, these guys are in mosh pitting. I had to put up this little 8-year-old girl because like she got like pushed in. Had to like yank my friend out. Bro, I'm small. I'm yanking all these people out. I'm telling. So I've got like 3 or 4 people on my arm. I'm like, everyone link hands. We're gonna push our way out. And I just had to like push everyone on our way out, and it just ruined the whole experience for everyone.
Yeah,
you don't need to do that. And the whole throwing drinks thing, I got a drink thrown at me. Luckily it was just a cup of water, and it was like the hottest day of the year, so like in 5 minutes I dried. But it wasn't nice me standing in the crowd and I can't move.
Someone, an artist, threw water, or a person?
No, a person. So like, you know,
oh,
when security gives out like plastic cups of water, yeah, so instead of them drinking it, someone decided to just throw it forward. So I'm just seeing this cup in the air and it lands directly on my head.
What was the thought process? What
boredom, I don't know, that's what I'm saying.
It's
those people that ruin it for everyone.
That's very interesting. Yes, on my radar, I have no idea what's on my radar. I'm here, I'm alive. That's the radar.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Oh, actually, I think I briefly saw promos for the girl group version of Island. I don't know if that's already on or it's happening soon, but I've definitely seen clips. You know, they make those promo videos, like Bang PD was talking, then Seiko popped up, and I think some of the Le Sserafim members and stuff, so I don't know if it's already happening, but I guess that will be interesting.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if I said this already, but I think SM is meant to be debuting a girl group soon. And it's meant to have a lot of members, so.
Oh.
There's that.
Like a female NCT?
I hope it's not that many, respectfully. Wow. Please don't do that. But I wouldn't be surprised. Like, yeah, we're going to stop this whole NCT thing, but we're going to do it with women.
That would be so SM of SM.
Just like, oh my gosh, here we go. But anyway, guys, thank you for listening to How You At You.
Oh my. And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, or stories. You can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. Or you can send them to us via email, which is howyout@gmail.com. And please remember to rate us on whatever podcasting platform you're tuning in on, so you can let us know what you want to hear more of, and leave a review, maybe, if you like. You don't have to. Cool. Thank you.
Damn. I don't even know what to say now. But I've been Shanice from K-pop Box. Have I said that already? I don't know. But
not yet.
That's me.
But I'm Shanice. It more. definitively. You sound like you might have been from K-pop.
Well, that's what it feels like sometimes. But I am Shanice. That is me. That is I. You can follow me at kpopbox_. Hopefully, I know I say this every month, and we're 6 months into the 707 now, isn't it? 7 months into the year, and I've posted once.
Progress is progress, okay?
And my bleached hair's growing out, so that's how you know. But anyway, goodbye. I'm Shanice from K-pop Box.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me at the K-Way on most platforms.
And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Goodbye. Bye.